Now, you've seen Al Madrigal on Comedy Central. You've seen him doing his stand-up, but you just won't see him here. Yeah, the screen is... Should it be a blank screen? Or is that just the way things are going? It looks like the audience's reaction to me. Okay, thanks, Tom. Tom Blaine, he's been with us for many years. Tom Blaine is the only guy to leave this job and come back in all these years. Tom Blaine. Desperate Tom Blaine, we call him. And so, yeah, Al Madrigal was supposed to be here, but he didn't feel like it. I don't know. Didn't want to get up. Something about mañana. I don't know. I didn't hear it exactly. We're looking forward to meeting him, but he wasn't looking forward to meeting us. Yeah, Madrigal. But I thought, let's learn from this situation. And so I thought we'd open up, because there are a lot of young guys out there. Not too long ago, Al Madrigal was an unknown. And not too far in the future, I think that will return. However, I am saying that there's a lot of... This went out again. Tom, why'd you come back if you can't fix a damn screen? I predict if you leave again as a result of this, you'll come back.
It's on again.
It's on again. Never mind. It's probably on your end. Not your end, his end.
Your end.
On that end. Don't be possessive when you're talking about ends, is the moral of that story. How's everyone? Pretty good? Yeah. Have you taken something for that cough, or have you had that a long time? Just a couple days, maybe? Do you have a scratchy throat? Are your ears plugged? Okay. Do you find yourself asking stupid questions of other people? You could host this show. All right. So I thought, you know, we should learn from this. Al Madrigal, no, he's a very talented young man, but he also went through a long period on the way up, you know. So I thought, why not give some people out there who are the Al Madrigals of the future a chance to be heard a little bit here with their talents, not necessarily stand-up, but whatever they do. And that's right, it's time for the first annual Al Madrigal Amateur Hour, ladies and gentlemen. The Al Madrigal Amateur Hour. So we're going to have call-ins right now. If you have a talent out there that you think is Al Madrigal quality, give us a call here. What's the number to call for the talent?
The number is 1-800-942-5669, which is also 1-800-WHA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Yes, whatever talent you have. You could be a mimic. You could be a... what could you be?
You could be a spelling bee queen.
Probably not, but, you know, okay, maybe that's a talent.
A knitter of potholders. No?
I mean, things that we could actually, you know, a singer, if you could dance on the radio, if you're a tap dancer, perhaps we could handle that easily. Whatever your talent is, if you do stand-up, you could do maybe a couple of minutes here, and let's hear what you got on the Al Madrigal First Annual Amateur Hour. What's that number again to call if you do have a talent you want the world to know about?
The number is 1-800-942-5669.
5669. Ring-a-ding-ding. Okay. And phones are ringing not off the hook exactly. There, now they're off the hook. Who has these anymore? Look, it's not even connected. This phone connects to nothing. This is the last landline. It should be in a museum.
It's wireless.
It's cordless is not the same as wireless, is it? I don't think. The screen went out again. My screen went out again. I mean, I had someone on the line here, too. Really? Is it on our end or is it on your end? Okay. I'll put this person on. Hi. Welcome to the Al Madrigal Amateur Hour.
Hello there.
Hi. Who's this?
Hey. Hi, my name's Kelly. I'm in South Carolina.
Kelly's in South Carolina, and Kelly, are you calling for the amateur hour?
Well, you know, I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay. What is your talent, Kelly?
I don't know that I have a talent, but considering the way things are going for you this morning, I might be able to come up with something.
You have a talent. You have a talent for embarrassing people, Kelly. I'm humiliated now.
And I hope not.
Well, what's your particular talent then?
My particular talent is banjo playing. I don't have my banjo with me, though.
Well, what can we...
But I'm in South Carolina, so, you know, banjos are common down here.
Well, can you find one real quick, or...
We sure could. could. I wish I could. It's not with me. It's a few hours away, so I'm not going to be able to play the banjo today.
Can you just show us what you would do if you had your banjo there? Can you just kind of like do some little finger air picking?
I can play a little air banjo and then tell everybody they might want to paddle faster. That's about all I can say.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Let's hear a little something from you. No, this is good stuff, Kelly. I love 40. It.
Going up Cripple Creek. I'm going on a run, going up Cripple Creek. Have a little fun. Going up Cripple Creek. Do as I please. Roll my britches up to my knees.
Kelly from Mount Pleasant on the Al Madrigal Amateur Hour. Thank you, Kelly. It's a good start. Next time we'll get an instrument. Thanks for doing it. Yeshe, is that right?
Yeah, Yeshe.
Yeshe, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, and you're in Valley Falls, Kansas, and you're a talented person. What talent do you have that you want to share with us?
My talent is that I'm an expert at reading and tracking the human energy field.
Okay, can you do a little of that for us then?
Can I do what? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Yeah. Can you do a little of that tracking right now?
Okay, right now, since I'm speaking to you,
yes.
I'm going to take a look into your energy field.
Okay.
It looks like there's a feeling of hurriedness. It looks like there's a feeling of your energy sort of moving ahead of you, like you kind of want to move into the next thing. You're not too solid in where you're standing or sitting right now.
What about that? Yes, Shay. From Valley Falls, Kansas. Very good response on that. Thank you for that. Come back and can you call back maybe in an hour or so, if it's moved along for me or not?
Absolutely.
Thank you very
much.
And
also your energy has kind of a white glow, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. That's because all these lights are in my eyes, basically.
Oh, that could be.
Thanks, Yeshe.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you. Ken's on the line from Pickles Gap, Arkansas. Hey, Ken.
Yes. Hi, Ken. Hi there.
How are you? You're not a professional in this particular field, are you, of talent?
No.
Because we're looking for amateurs now.
I'm not a professional in any particular field of talent.
Yeah, me neither, apparently.
My talent is being able to be more clueless than anybody else in popular culture reference.
I really like that. That's an excellent talent.
So tell me, who's Al Madrigal?
Yes. Ken from Pickles Gap. Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome.
That was great.
Bye.
Man. Oh, he's great. We got to have him on again. Next time this happens.
You got the radio on? Okay, bye.
Hi. The radio's on.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Did you turn your radio off?
You talking to me?
Yeah. You talking to me? I'm talking
to
you.
My radio's off.
Is it off? Well, how did you know we were on, even, if you had your radio off this whole time?
I'm listening to you.
Oh, thank you. But the radio's off. Are you a psychic or something? Or?
Yeah, I am. I'm psychic. No, I turned it down so I could listen, so I could hear you.
Okay. What am I saying, then?
You're saying...
Your talent. Shirley in Pickerington, Ohio.
Right.
For the Al Madrigal Amateur Hour, what is your talent?
Well, my talent isn't anything I can do over the radio. I'm a watercolorist.
Okay. That's an excellent talent, and I wish I had it. It's difficult. It's a little different than doing acrylics or anything like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
You got to do a lot of washes and things, right?
I do.
Do a lot of washes.
And other people who do oils and that kind of painting say that watercoloring is the most difficult.
It is, because it requires a certain sensitivity that I don't have.
Well, it's easier for me because in watercolors, the colors kind of run together and I can be a little sloppy and it comes out beautiful.
Yeah, my brother Arthur was a watercolorist, an amateur, of course, so you would qualify for this competition as well. When we would go on vacations and stuff, he would save the, those paper bath mats. And take them home and paint on them, watercolor on them, because they're meant to absorb water. And they're free.
Okay, then he didn't have to get his paints wet, did he, if he had a wet bath mat?
Well, they'd probably dry by the time we got home from where we were going. Lac du Flambeau or something. So.
Okay.
Well, Shirley, thank you very much for sharing that talent, and I'm sure they're beautiful. Do you do mostly seascapes, landscapes, just scapes?
I like flowers.
Flowers.
I like to do flowers.
In particular, flower?
No, whichever one strikes my fancy at the moment. Of course, right now in Ohio, it's sunflower, so I like that one.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Shirley, and I'm sure they're beautiful, Shirley.
Thank you very much.
And so are you, Shirley.
Thank
I'm
very
fond of you, and I don't know why. I'm just,
I don't know why either.
I think we, do you feel it? Do you feel a connection like I feel?
I feel it over the phone, yeah.
I know. I'm shivering right now.
Okay,
but
I
got to go. Thanks, Shirley.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye. That's, that happens sometimes. I don't know why. Maher. Maher in Alexandria?
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm very fine. Are you a musician or an artist?
No, I'm actually an amateur comic, a comedian living up in the D.C. area.
Wonderful. Do you know him? Do you know Maher?
Maybe some folks know me there. Maybe not.
Do you know him? She's applauding for you. She doesn't even know you. That's how good you are.
That's really encouraging. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I'll give you a little bit of what I do, and then I'm going to run a few jokes by you as well.
Okay.
Well, my name is Maher Kamal Mehta. That's Arabic. In Arabic, it's Maher Kamal Mehta. In Arabic, it means wisdom and strength. Of course, in English, it means watch listed.
Okay, we don't have a drummer here. I'm sorry.
No worries. Now, here's the sort of a new joke I want to try. I was at the doctor's office the other day, and I was flipping through a magazine, and I came across a picture of a doctor as an advertisement, and the doctor was a podiatrist, and he was sitting in a seat, and he had a nice suit on and glasses and a white jacket, and I noticed he had his socks and shoes off as if trying to make some kind of connection with his patients, and I thought, what a nice way to advertise. But the only message that came across to me was, thank God he's not a proctologist.
Maher, ladies and gentlemen, from Alexandria. Remember the name, because you're going to hear it. Good stuff, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks very much. All right, now we got Nykl. Nykl, you've been on before, haven't you?
I was on a couple quizzes, actually, yeah.
Yeah, because you remember the name Nykl, because you always think, well, it's a misspelling there, but it's Nykl. It's not Michael.
Yeah.
It never
yeah.
was Michael, right?
Never was.
It was always Nykl. You're there in Vermont in Guilford.
Right.
Vermont. And Nykl, what's your thing?
Well, like my hair, sort of a stand-up.
Okay.
But I only have one joke.
Well, let's hear it, Dan. That shouldn't take long.
Okay. it's a story of how Canada got its name.
Okay. Sounds good.
Years ago, they needed a name for Canada, so they didn't have any way of picking it out. So they called the oldest, wisest man in Canada. Well, they decided they were going to take a hat and put all the letters in the hat, and he would draw them out, and what he drew out would be the name. So he starts drawing out letters, and he goes, C-A, N-A, D-A. That's why I only have one joke.
Oh, that's it?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, I get it. A, all right. Nykl, ladies and gentlemen, from Guilford, Vermont, and his joke. You got to come up with something to follow that, I guess, if you're going to do a whole routine, though. But that's...
Well, my hair took all my best stuff.
Thanks, Nykl. Edward's on the line from Kansas City. Edward, what do you got for us?
Let me see. I've been playing guitar since I was 14. I'm 48, so I'm alive. But I'm gone down to Fort Street. I'm on a ukulele right now.
Oh, you got a ukulele there?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a little tune here.
All right, thanks. Oh. Edward, Kansas City, on the ukulele. Thank you. City, ladies and gentlemen. Rocking out on the ukulele for you on the Al Madrigal Amateur Hour. That was good, Edward.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. That was excellent. We got, I think one time for one more here. We got Patricia has been waiting so long, ever so long, from Kansas, from Columbus, Ohio. And Patricia, how are you this morning?
I am absolutely wonderful and thrilled that I can share my vast talent with your audience. I've been playing harmonica for 9 years.
Oh, wonderful.
And I think I get worse every single day. I'm going to play a little bit of Bach, Ode to Joy. Here we go. Get ready to be stunned and absolutely amazed. Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3. The reason they play this in prison, isn't there?
The Ode to Oi, ladies and gentlemen. Patricia, Columbus, Ohio. Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Excellent. Well done. Thank you all on the first annual Al Madrigal Amateur Hour. Thank you all for calling in. Wonderful.
That was fantastic, Patricia.
Yeah, that was great. Excellent. Loved it all. I don't know which I love best.